Hey guys, it's your girl Claudia Jordan. Welcome to Cocktails with Queens. We are back and we are in Jamaica. We are with all, I'm with my girls, the birthday girl, Vivica A. Fox. What's up, girl?
Hey girl, we together. Oh my goodness, y'all.
And right next door, we have Lisa Ray and Selena Johnson looking amazing. Hey, ladies.
Hey y'all.
So close yet so far. Now we couldn't all be in the same room because of, you know, this is a technology is not all the way there yet,
but we did our best.
They next door and we are together. We are under one roof. So it's been amazing. So we're having a great time here in Jamaica. Tonight we're dishing about everything that's trending in the news and on social media. Soulmates, the Queens and I are finally together in one place. We're coming to you live from Jamaica because we are celebrating Queen Vivica's birthday.
Hey.
And you know, listen, after 2 years of doing shows in separate locations, we've got Los Angeles, we've got Atlanta, Dallas, and wherever the Queens are working on their movies and multiple bookings.
Yeah.
Let's start with you, birthday girl. How does it feel to be in the same place with the girls?
I have had the most beautiful, as you guys can tell, I lost my voice because we have just been getting turned up in and we're so glad that Selena has made it to be here with us. We knew that she was busy. She was out on tour. She was sending us sad face emojis every time we were sending video stuff. She was like, really?
Oh. And then we just started being extra with it and just sending her too much.
Yeah, real crazy.
Selena.
But it's been wonderful. This has been such a beautiful birthday, and I couldn't have wished to spend it better with not only my family, but my Foxo family of Queens. Ooh, I love you guys for being here. We've been by the pool.
Look at that picture of you,
yes,
Lisa Ray. That
Lisa
awesome.
Ray. We've had the best dinners. Our dinners have been so yummy. Mm-hmm. And we went on a catamaran cruise yesterday. That was so amazing. I mean, can I tell you something? It was the first time, and I sat and I watched her just from afar, that Claudia was totally relaxed. I said, look at there. Okay. Lisa Ray, she had your pose, because last time that was you on the net. That was like, ooh, child, I really needed this. But Claudia, she was on the net at the front part of the catamaran. They have this beautiful net that while you're sailing, it feels like you're laying on the ocean while moving, and you're relaxed, and it just warmed my heart.
She said that, and I just want to say, this is your birthday, but you actually make everybody here feel like it's their birthday, because you actually go above and beyond. Like, I don't want to tell you all the things she took care of, because then everybody going to try to be on this trip next year. There won't be room for us. But I'm just saying, she hooked it up, and you're really a great hostess.
Thank you.
The dinners have been great. Oh, and Vivica's on a schedule, though. You better not be late. Vivica is on a schedule. Okay, because she got things planned for us, the catamaran. She got dinner, and it's been a really fun time. And I really like that we got to have more talks on this trip and really get to spend more time. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. We really do.
I love you guys back. I really do. Like I said, yes, y'all my queens. And the fact for the first time we're all somewhat together here for my birthday is the best present I've received.
No,
so thank you, queens.
Lisa Ray.
You brought us all together. So, you know, that's what's fantastic, that we all showed up for you. You had a destination to be at for us to come to. We showed up. We're here. We've had a fabulous time. And we are, you know, I guess we can, you know, toast off to the first time that we've been all together. And because of you, Jamaica style.
Yeah.
Fox style.
Jamaica.
Selena, you just got here, but how do you feel? I mean, you got here, and as soon as you got here, we had drinks for you on deck. We done shoved a dirty banana down your throat.
Yeah, I didn't heard about this dirty banana all week. And so I decided that it was, you know, I had to get here and immediately get down to the dirty banana. I saw Vivica at the front desk immediately.
So she arrived.
And then it was like Claudia knew I was here just in her spirit. So she was like, girl, I'm over on the side with the kids. And so I ran to go get clothes. And then I saw Lisa Ray. And then it was just so fun. It's just awesome to be all together. It's really, 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 really.
And did you guys immediately jump in the ocean?
We did.
You did.
You guys kind of caught up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After Claudia has 17 photo shoots.
I'm just saying.
She was giving... crawling in the sand. She was giving lots of different
Catwoman.
It was very, what's the one magazine that the men be liking?
Maxim.
FHM. King, all of them that we've been in. We've all been there.
Oh, look at us giving. We're giving definitely King magazine right there in the day. Okay.
Y'all popping right there. Yes, King. Remember
that back in the day, or for today's black man. Oh, yes, honey. That was us out. Okay. We went to this French restaurant, and that was such a beautiful backdrop.
And let me tell you about Vivica's outfits. Okay. She's been wearing every outfit has been sheer with the thong underneath. She is showing that body off. Okay, 50.
Can I say this? Yes, of course you can.
58 wear.
Right. Ooh.
Like, you look amazing. Can we show?
I'm doing my best to make 58 great.
Look at her. Look at you. Oh, right. That's when you got the flower.
Yes, which thank you so much. This was such a pleasant surprise from Claudia, you know, and then the hotel that we had, the Hyatt, they had three cabanas decorated for me.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's been so beautiful. It's one of my favorite places to come to, Montego Bay, Jamaica. My brother and I, Marvin Fox, were born on the same day. And it's a tradition that we celebrate my birthday together. So my cousins, my sister, my queens came, our extended family from all over America came. It was 28 of us. And we pretty much all got along to the end.
We got along. And you got some riders in your family. I'm all I'm gonna say. And she got some riders. So if you think of coming from Pittsburgh, because she got some Detroit family that will gather you
quickly.
I'm scared. I'm actually scared. Like, I will never violate.
I want to talk about the weather, honey, because the weather was just perfect. Mm. We all was under the sun, and we thought that we were getting suntanned, but we were getting sunburned.
I'm sitting next to a whole Indian right now.
I know, right? I'm looking at myself, and I'm going, well, hey, you lighter than I am now.
Lisa Ray is a full-blown Indian.
Okay.
That's it. It's over.
Well, I'm darker now, so I'm, you know, I love it. I finally match my hands now.
Okay.
Okay, well, Vivica, throughout the show, we want to tell you how much we care about you. I'm gonna kick things off, and then throughout the show, the other two ladies will chime in when they feel it. But I just want to say, you know, I've known you for a while and in passing, and we really got to know each other the last couple of years.
Yes.
And it's been awesome. It really has. And you're feisty. You're a very hard worker. Like, I don't know how many movies you got going at the same time. And you just, you do so much. And you also, I mean, like I said, I made a comment about your friends, but you definitely have your people, your day ones here as well. And that's why I love that about you. I really do. And I think you're super dope. You're fun. You don't bite your tongue. And that's why that's a huge part of why Cocktails of Queens has been so successful.
Oh.
We have people, usually A-list actresses like yourself, are afraid to go there like that. And you just keep it very authentic. And I love you for that. So,
can I tell you, in my life, it's like been the most beautiful chapter that I am finally comfortable in the skin that I'm in. Usually I always had to be so perfect, so right, and say the right things. And this show, Cocktails with Queens, has allowed me to have a beautiful new chapter of realness that I loved.
Well, you are appreciated. I hope you know that.
Thank you, Mom.
All right, guys. Well, let's get into some hot topics. And ladies, feel free to have your sappy, sentimental moment like I just did whenever you want throughout the show after we get to a couple topics. Is that cool?
No, I'm not trying to be sappy. I am in paradise, honey. I'm trying to be getting that dirty banana thrown down my throat right after this.
She ain't trying to be sappy at all. At all.
At all.
All right, let's kick it. Let's get into these topics. We are all drinking right now. We're having our birthday drinks with Vivica. Let's get into this. We're gonna need alcohol for this first topic. Former President Donald Trump criticized the proposed deal to swap WNBA player Brittany Griner for a Russian arms dealer and called Griner a potentially spoiled person. The nerve. During an interview with the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, Trump said she went in there loaded up with drugs into a hostile territory where they're very vigilant about drugs. He continued, they don't like drugs, and she got caught. And now we're supposed to get her out. And she makes, you know, a lot of money, I guess. We're supposed to get her out for an absolute killer and one of the biggest arms dealers in the world who killed many Americans. What are your thoughts on Donald Trump's comments? Selena, you've been here the shortest amount of time, so let's go to you first. What you think about, I know you're going to say he's a fool. What you think?
he's a jerk. And I wanted to say something that started with an A and ended with whole, but I'm trying to, you know, keep it PG for Vivica's birthday. you know, one of the Ball sons got caught stealing and he got him out. No questions asked. So actually, shut the fuck up, Donald. We actually don't care about your opinion anymore. You're irrelevant. you were irrelevant when you were president. You're even more irrelevant that you're not. So actually, no one cares what you think. This is still very tragic. I think that because she's a Black woman, and I said it, I don't care what anybody says. I think because she's a Black woman, there hasn't been enough speedy movements. I feel like if it was if this was an NBA player, this was a LeBron James or somebody, it would have been much quicker. That's just my opinion. I don't think that the crime that she committed should garner this type of punishment. I think it's absurd. I think it's outrageous. And whatever the government needs to do to get her home, they need to do in terms of Trump, he should just shut the fuck up.
I will say that I think he's right. I think it's not fair for her to be traded for this murderer. I think she should not be traded at all. I think that it's not fair for them to even ask us to trade for someone that is that highly sought after for that type of crime for this. And right. I'm not by any means saying that what she did was small, because according to their rules and their laws over there, I get it. But you talking about what she did is this compared to what this man has done. There is no comparison. So that's not even a fair trade. I think that he is just outrageous with the things that he say. He knows that we're going to talk about him. He knows that we know that he has a shock value. So we talk about the things that he say, because I'm still in awe of the things that he still talk about and what comes out of his mouth. It lets me know too that I am so very glad that he is no longer president, because this lets us know that he wouldn't give a damn about her at all.
At all. There we go. What you think?
Donald Trump, you need to shut your bitch ass up. I'm a cuss.
That part. Right.
So let's just keep it real, because I'm next to Claudia, so I'm going to make it concise so we can get on to the next topics. You're such a jerk. And the fact that you want to pardon those that stormed the Capitol, and now you want to have the audacity to find a Black woman to say that she isn't worthy. Dude, every time you speak, you make women, African-American women, and Black people in general despise you even more. You are so out of touch. You are so classless, and may you never, ever see the grounds of the White House again, because we don't need someone like you that is heartless and so out of touch. So poof, be gone.
I'm going to make my quick facts. And adding on to that, you know what's so funny? Y'all touched upon this. You come for the Black woman, but in this deal, it's not just about Brittany Griner. They're also talking about releasing Paul Wheeler,
yes,
who's been there for what got this long sentence for weed. So why is it that you have two people that we're talking about getting out, right? Mm-hmm. And you only bring up the Black woman, mm-hmm, and you say she spoils, she's entitled, she makes a lot of money. You paid Stormy Daniels, the porn star that you had raw dog unprotected sex with while your wife was pregnant, more for her settlement to be quiet than Brittany Griner makes. And because her salary is so low in the WNBA, because there's no pay equality yet, she had to go to Russia to make that extra $1 million. And you have the audacity to come for her and say that she's spoiled. Where was this attitude for Paul Bannon? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Steve Bannon. The one with all the lesions on his face. Where was this energy for Kodak Black? Where was all this energy for ASAP Rocky? Now, I'm glad you got these brothers out, but don't come for the Black woman who's in the LGBTQ community and say she's spoiled. We never hear any drama about her.
At all.
Never.
Never.
So you... Again, he always goes for the Black woman. Mm-hmm. He always goes for our throats. I dare you to come for one of us, because we would gladly get into you. Because some of us know you, Donald. Yeah. Some of us know you.
Two right here.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. I think he's mad because of what Stormy Daniels said about his thing looking like a little mushroom.
Mm. I bet if y'all knew that when y'all did The Apprentice, y'all would have got his ass then, huh?
I should have recorded those conversations.
Yeah.
Well. He tried it, though. It's gonna be in my book how much he tried it.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna take a commercial before we try it anymore, because we want this show to continue. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break. Donald Trump, you heard what we said.
Mm-hmm.
And cheers to that. Okay, Mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna take a quick break after this break, Mushroom. Okay, Portobello.
Okay, we'll be right back, boo.
Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens, Jamaica style. We are here in the Caribbean celebrating our girl, our very own Vivica A. Fox's birthday. So we've been having a great time. Selena finally joined us today. People all in the comments like, where's Selena? Where's Selena? But, you know, we are all here and we are all joined together like superhero.
Well, let's say where Selena was, to be honest. Selena was working. She was on tour.
Say book. Drinks on you tonight.
Okay, I was working
like a and I got a chance to see her because before I stopped here, I was in Atlanta and that's I was right. able to get an up close and personal look at her tour. And she's just as personable as the last time I saw her, if not better. But I don't even know how that could be because that girl, she got that soul thing down pat in her voice.
It's insane. Just,
you know how somebody, you could tell they sing gospel. They got that, you know, and all the octaves, all that. And I was like, and when she was up there, you could have sworn I was gonna be her stand-in because, honey, I was panamanning over there. And every time she go down octaves, I was like,
is everybody's mother.
That is beautiful. And speaking of beautiful, this resort is really beautiful. Gosh. And we've been snapping pictures and it's really a beautiful place. Like all the restaurants have like beautifully colored walls. As you see in the pictures, We got blues and greens and reds. Like it's all these little locations where you can take great pictures. I love that picture of you too. That is a great photo.
Yeah.
And the pool is great. The water is perfect. The blue, the ocean is amazing. The food is really good. We've been having breakfast. Oxtails for breakfast.
Okay.
I mean, it's been great, right?
Okay.
All right.
And I didn't gain any weight. I mean, the food, what you love about here, like it's so, I don't know, fresh. And they've got fresh squeezed orange juice. I mean, the buffet that they have every morning. Then for dinner, you have your choice of, gosh, French restaurant, Italian restaurant. We had Italian last night, which I'll be going back and get some more of that. But it's just been lovely. And then look at this, how they decorated that little thing for me. Oh my God, I almost made me cry. There's a little dog right there. Look at that. They can do a whole lot with towels. I ain't never seen. I'm going to put out there.
I would like for them to sponsor Cocktails with Queens coming back and broadcasting and sponsoring the entire Vivica A. Fox birthday. So I'll mention the name of the hotel when they sign on and agree to it. But I think that should happen. We'll work on that. We'll have our people call you people. Now, speaking of the resort, Selena, you finally got here today. And I just want to give you a chance to say whatever you like to say to our queen.
Well, of course, first class, just like Vivica. Vivica is first class. If first class was a person, it would be her. She's very, I just love how she, you know, she epitomizes the finer things, you know, and not in a Hollywood way, but just in a, hey girl, this is how it should be. This is how we should be. Hey queen, this is how we should go down. This is how it should go down, you know. So I really love her taste, first of all, as a Black woman, as a woman. I adore the fact that she's 58 years old and looks like this. It is just unbelievable. And not only that, that she just chooses to live her life so wonderfully and so like unbothered. I'm inspired by that. You know, I'm 45. So I look to her and you guys, you know, to how I want to be at 58. I want to be like you at 58, okay? Living your best life, working consistently. She's always busy. She's always smiling. She's always positive. And I just love that about her. And I love the fact that she is a fighter woman of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated.
There we go. All right.
My organization to be in. And it fits her, fighter womanhood. But I love it because she's kind. She's giving. She's just a bomb. You know what I'm saying? You're just a bomb. And I'm just really, really blessed to know you, you know, and I'm so, you know, coming here was just like absolutely.
Well, we are glad that you're.
Listen, I'm so happy that we're all here to celebrate her because it's so fitting.
Oh, she's tearing up.
I'm sorry, but I do have something for you. In the name of Zeta Phi Beta, I have something for you that is off the chain. It's coming out of the next room in the next break.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, great.
Surprises.
Well, speaking of surprises, y'all, we were all surprised about this marriage breaking up again. In the news of Love and Marriage, Neil's wife, Crystal Smith, has had enough of his scandalous ways after posting a lengthy message on Instagram accusing him of infidelity with women who sell their bodies for money. I'm saying, Crystal wrote, 8 years of lies and deceptions, 8 years of unknowingly sharing my life with a husband with numerous women who sell their bodies to him unprotected. Every last one of them. To say I'm heartbroken and disgusted is an understatement. She continued, I ask that you all please stop sending me videos or information of him cheating because what he does is no longer my concern. I am not a victim. Shortly after Crystal's post, Neo tweeted this message. For the sake of our children, my family, and I will work through our challenges behind closed doors. Personal matters are not meant to be addressed and dissected in public forums. He continued, I simply ask that you please respect me and my family's privacy at this time. Vivica, what are your thoughts on Crystal's claims about Neil being unfaithful to her?
I'm so blown away at this. How long ago was it that they just got married?
8 years.
They broke up. I got that. But then they just had this expensive, extravagant roses. Didn't she have on like a red, was it the gown was, yeah, they had the, I mean, it was so, damn, how much money did they waste?
That's a lot of money.
Let me tell you something. Y'all better stop playing with marriage. This is what bothers me with y'all, that y'all go and y'all be doing stuff for the Instagram and y'all don't take y'all vows seriously. Y'all got to realize when you take vows and you stand before a man of God or a woman of God and you make vows to each other, respect those. And then to then mess up the marriage and then say, respect our privacy. I'm disappointed. I'm very disappointed because, you know, this generation, what they do is they immediately run to social media to let everybody know what done happened. Forget Usher's song, These Are My Confessions. These children just go to Instagram and it's an Insta story and they, or, you know, what is it that they thing that they go to when they
TikTok,
do, you know, whatever it is. Live, yes, they, yeah, they go on live. You know, if you guys have to understand, marriage is hard work. A relationship is hard work. Y'all have children. So that going and running the social media, I'm disappointed at that. If there were problems, what was wrong with y'all trying marriage counseling first? Because Crystal, you go back, you gonna really play yourself this time because this ain't the first time this done happened. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's how she got him.
Lisa Ray, what do you think about this? And what do you believe that he was out there with
ladies of
that sell their bodies and unprotected?
I think there's something more to this story. I take this personal because I do know both of them. So I was just as shocked to have it forwarded to me. It made me say, well, man, when was this posted? You know, and it was like, she just posted it 2 hours ago. But for someone to take the social media and have that much information in that text means that she got some real good information that has made her say, oh, you know what? This is true. I'm embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I'm humiliated now. And I feel like a fool because we just did have our renuptials. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And now this, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so when that happens, she tried to get, I'm sure that she probably tried to get ahead of it to say, hey, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. I got enough. I'm already hurting. I'm bleeding. I know more than I even want to know because now I feel not trust. I feel dirty, nasty. Yes. You know what I mean? Because when your man cheats, period, you feel like, what if I was I not enough? Why you didn't come and tell me? But when it's someone that sells their body, aka a prostitute or an escort service, then that does make you go, what's going on with you? What is going on that I can't do for you at home? Because now you out there, like she said in the text, that I'm sharing my husband with these women that sell their bodies to him unprotected. Mm. So now, wasn't it?
When did men start like cheating on their wives? Like, not just, this ain't just about him. This is
this
about
ain't the first time. We heard Hugh Grant, like, remember back in the day?
Indiana, screwing prostitutes unprotected, like, and then coming back home to your wife. That's so dangerous.
That's dangerous on all sides. His side, her side, their kid's side. I don't like this. Yeah, they're a young.
Yeah, what would you do if you found out your husband was doing this? I know he.
I can't go on record. let's just go back to them. Okay.
I don't mean to put that on you. I don't want to be on record.
Okay. Because if it happens,
that was a bad example. My bad. No disrespect.
My concern. Okay. So I'm with Lisa Ray on this as well. I don't know them, but I do feel like she was embarrassed. And so she had to go to social media where he just got finished doing long red dresses and long red limousines and all this stuff and doing long posts about how she's the love of his life. You know, you don't know when those prostitutes or whoever he was cheating with are going to take to the internet themselves and say something first, right? Either way, it hurts the kids, right? My concern is, and not so much the internet, this is the way of life now. We're doing it. It's wrong. It's stupid. But apparently people are going to keep doing it, taking to the internet and airing out all their business. But when I said on this show a while ago, when we were talking about another couple that was beautiful and that we love them, I think we were talking about Sierra and Russell, whom of which I absolutely love them. I think they're fantastic. Please don't ever break up. But I made a statement that was like, listen, guys, we got to stop being so invested in people on the social media's relationship. Agreed. Because it'd be this type of stuff that'd be going on and we'd be somewhere thinking, oh, this is beautiful and fantastic. And then this is what's going on behind closed doors.
Right, right.
It's just very sad. Why? She's gorgeous. Why would you even need, and I know that's not everything, but she is the mother of your kids. She's gorgeous. She's the mother of your kids. She's still sexy. She still has it going on. What is it that you need more? What do these men be need more?
And you know, let me say this real quick, because this ain't the first time this has happened. We are only invested in this, like Vivica said, because of social media. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you, our mamas have went through some things that we as these new millennial women could not ever be as strong as they.
Okay.
And keep that family together. Let's say that. You know what I mean? But they took a lot. Because they were uneducated, they had so many kids, they didn't have any money, so they were forced to stay and keep their family together. We, on the other hand, it's like, hey, I ain't taking too much shit because I ain't that damn invested, or just I got my own, I'm independent, or whatever, you know what I mean? But I think love, especially family and kids, deserve to be able, like you said, to sit down and have counseling, and we don't know if they've tried that or not, and this is just the last straw, or if she got so much evidence. It is nothing he can say. It's nothing he can say.
You know, I got to read some of these comments.
Selena, I asked you about the, you know, tongue in cheek, what would you do hypothetically? I actually was in a position like this with someone that proposed to me. And I found out that he was actually doing similar things with prostitutes, unprotected, was with call girls, porn stars and all kinds of stuff. And it's funny though, even though this man had proposed to me, I had never slept with him unprotected. Like my spirit told me not to. I know, which is really weird, right?
And you thought he was your man?
He was my, yeah, he was.
Oh, you got, you guys were,
he proposed to me. And I found out that there was a bunch of women that he did this with as well. And with him, I was like, well, why would you, like, you chased me for years and got me, and then you did this. And there was a lack with him. There was a lack of, he always felt insecure about people really liking him. So he felt better spending money on women, like buying it. I don't know why, but psychologically there was an issue there. And it was like, it blew my mind that the caliber of woman that he cheated on me with was not what you presented that you wanted to marry. Mm-hmm. You know, like you spent all this money at a ring, and it just like it. And I had to learn to not take it personally and not feel like it was lack with me. And Crystal, don't think it's lack with you. It's actually the person. It's not you.
No.
You know what I mean? I mean, if you're just holding out and being obnoxious, that's one thing, and not a good wife. But if you're a good wife and all those boxes are checked, a lot of times there's some issues that were there that you overlooked when y'all was dating that you chose to, or you ignored.
And can I just say this in closing about this matter? Because, you know, like I said, Crystal, if you go back and you do this again, you know, sometimes women, you know, it becomes a vicious cycle that you get in, that you now think that this is love. Mm-hmm. You deserve better, sweetheart. You've tried. I know sometimes a lot of women, well, I don't want to break up my family, this, that, and the third. It's not working. Move on. Go get counseling for yourself, young lady, so that you will know that you deserve a man to treat you like a queen. That's what you deserve. Stop staying for the fame or for the Instagram posts. You deserve for a man to love you for you, so that when you lay down in the bed next to him, you don't feel that he's going to bring you a disease or cheat on you and your children. Mm. You deserve better.
And Neo, obviously there's something there. I think you're an amazing talent, and you show that you really, you said it, that you love this woman so much. Seek counseling. I think now the taboo of going to counseling for Black men is gone now. So go get it. Like, there's obviously something that you need to address. And that doesn't mean you're a bad person. It means that you're a hurt person and that maybe you need to address something. I mean, I know I need counseling too. So I might sign up right with you, Neo. We can go to counseling together. We ain't gonna date, nothing like that, but we can go to counseling together because I need my counseling too.
Yeah.
And I will say that she knows that she's deserving and she knows that she's stuck in there. She knows that. She knows.
Well, Lisa Ray, tell them we are praying for them, and I hope they keep it off social media so we don't have to talk about them on this show, because I do like them, and I don't like to see any families break up. All right, I want to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more Cocktails with Queens live from Jamaica. Hey,
live from Jamaica.
Welcome back to Cocktails with Queens. We are back. We are in Jamaica celebrating our girl Vivica A. Fox's birthday. All the queens are together under one roof, and we are having a great time. Now, before we went to break, we talked about, the need of therapy and how a lot of us need it. And I think we need to get rid of the attitude that it's taboo and it's something to be ashamed of, because I think probably all of us need a little bit of therapy, especially after 2020. All right. Now, therapy can be so useful for all of us. And that's why I'm so excited about Better HELP. Now, look, life is full of twists and turns and stress, changes, grief, moments of growth, and moments where we feel like we're taking a few steps back. And it's important to show up for yourself through all the struggles that life can bring. Now, BetterHelp Online Therapy is here for the twists and turns. It will assess your needs. It can match you with your own licensed personal therapist in less than 48 hours. Listen, I've been putting off therapy for years, but the fact that BetterHelp is making it easy is making it very appealing for someone like me. Now, it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online. And the service is available for clients worldwide. You can log on to your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room being judged as with traditional therapy. Better HELP is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change therapists if you need it. Now, it's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. So look, Better HELP is a great way to show up for yourself and invest in your well-being because, well, you deserve some inner peace. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit betterhelp.com/CWQ. That's BetterHELP. Join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. And I have a special offer for my viewers, soulmates. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/CWQ. Listen, there's nothing to be ashamed of. If you need a little help, we all could use help to be our better selves. Check it out. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Back with the queens when we return. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens, live from Jamaica, celebrating our girl Vivica A. Fox's birthday. It's the Foxy.
It's the Foxy Jamaica B-Day Squad.
Oh, okay. Fox, I like that.
Foxy Jamaica B-Day Squad getaway celebration.
It's definitely that. Now, before we get started with our next segment and get into our queen dumb, Lisa Ray, we want to give it to you. And if you want to say a few words about Miss Fox.
Yes, I absolutely will, because I do have a lot to say, but I'm going to make this kind of short. But, you know, when Vivica says that, you know, I'm her little sister, that's real, because it's been over 20 years. And when I first met her, of course, I was a fan. And she embraced me being the Midwest girl that I am, and she is. And she saw this new actress that came to Hollywood to make it and to be able to grow from where she even was to higher, higher, higher. And she took me in, you know what I mean? And I'm talking from advice to legal advice, to contractual advice, to hair and makeup advice, to how to pay, like really to have someone in the business that you know have been there that can actually tell you that you trust that, that is a big sister. So she's absolutely right for that. Now that other stuff about getting on her nerves, I beg to differ on that. However, you know what I mean?
I'm just so glad that y'all unblocked each other.
Okay.
But we figured it out. It took a long time because
Charlene's 45 minutes.
Praise God. It was really a complicated, I don't know what had happened with the phone thing or whatever. And she got a new phone. But what I want to say is really through the test of time, that's exactly what you need with a 20 plus year relationship. And a relationship like this doesn't happen overnight. And although we have grown to where we are now, that doesn't mean that we won't disagree. You know what I mean? But we have learned from that on how to handle things in the future. And we both have grown. And so for that, I appreciate where we are now, because when you spend time with someone, that's exactly what it takes. Spending personal time with someone to get to know them deeper, on a deeper level, where you can move from an associate to a friend to a little sister. So I say to you, big sister, that we've shared many, many things, many times, many people, many places, everything. We probably have talked about subject that we need to talk about right here on this Cocktail of Queens. But I she knows I'm a jokester, and a lot of people don't know that, but she know I am. You know, I ran into someone that I know that you really adore, you know, and I just had to let them know what was going on, and they had this to say to you.
Hey, y'all, want to take this time to wish a very special birthday to Vivica Fox. You legendary, been legendary. I hope you're enjoying it. Surrounded by all the people you love. Yeah.
Now, you know that's my boy crush right there. Oh, my God. Wayne Lee.
Oh! Let me say, because I ran into him, right? And I said, oh, I need you to come in, right? And so I took a little video where I was at and sent it to her, right? And she was like, oh, snap, right? So I took it a step further. So I said to him, hey, I need you to give me your number, because I'm gonna need to hook something up, and I'm gonna need you to be there for me, right? And so he said, oh, okay, cool, right? So I had to chase him down for this little video and everything, but I do want to say thank you for sending it finally. You made me look good.
Oh my gosh, let me tell you something. Because he's from Inglewood. I know his history and his climb to success. And I told you, Lisa Ray, I was like, you know, I think, you know, we talked about him on the show one time, mm-hmm. and he came up, and I was like, ooh, Sway Lee, that's that one there. Because you know what I love about him? He's got that, like, that edge to him, and he loves his jewelry. And I love that he's from Inglewood, that he's from California. And he's just got this, like, creative thing that just, he's got, like, that rock star thing in them. And thank you, baby.
So you lit up, and I'm sitting next to you, and there was a gasp when she saw him. So do you have a crush on him?
I do got a little bit of crush, because
I got you.
I mean, I just think, like, I like people would be very surprised for me. I like people from, like, all kind of walks of life. I was just saying earlier, oh, I like a businessman. You know what I mean? But I will still always have my little rock star crush, and it's Sway Lee for me. So
Sway Lee, baby, come on the show, Sway Lee, and then come to the Valley.
Lisa Ray, I'm like blushing over here. I swear to God. Thank you.
If that's what all that redness is going on all of a sudden, because I did.
She is tripping over here. She is so excited.
I love that one. That one was great. No.
It's about to be in the blog tomorrow. Okay, well, that was cute. I'm glad you like that.
We all should have our crushes, or somebody that when you see, you kind of like, I like this. He got swagger to me. And that's what I love. I love someone that's comfortable in their skin and is creative. He ain't, like, all loud and stank with it. You never really heard him having any scandal. And so.
Not yet.
Not well. Okay.
In a minute, but then look at Swaley. Sway Lee, come get your scandal.
But thank you, Sway Lee. I appreciate that, baby.
Okay, let's move. Let me get us out of this and get us acquainted. Okay. We've reached a part of the show where we talk about our relationships and challenges we face in our lives and how we overcame them. Welcome to our queendom. Who knew? Who knew?
But I love him as an artist. I really
I can tell you are with this. We have to make this happen. Okay, listen, tonight's topic will focus on the importance of maintaining your internal happiness. The topic was inspired by Mary J's interview on Angie Martinez podcast IRL. Mm. Now, Mary J talked about how she turned her feelings of anger and frustration into happiness, and we can all see she is glowing. Mm-hmm. She said, "The love for Mary, I found it. And I'll bleep anybody up that tried to take it away from me because it's so real and so good. And I work for it and I earned it and keep having to work on it every single day. It's a job. It's a real job." Let's start with you, Selena. Can you relate to Mary's words about placing her happiness first?
Oh, absolutely. Just thinking of Mary, you know, in general, everything that this woman has been through. And you can just look and tell, and even in her latest album, you can just hear that she's just totally and completely content with how she feels, with how she feels about herself, how she feels about her body, how she feels about dating, how she feels about, you know what I'm saying, about everything. She really looks like she's standing 10 feet tall in herself. And when you get to a place like that in your life, it is very, very important that you don't allow any outside entities to deter you from going backwards, because it's very, very difficult to achieve that level of happiness and peace within yourself. So absolutely, I'm with her. I can't fully say though, you know, I'm at that place in my life. There are many things that I still need to work on to get me to a more solid place that I would want for myself. Mm-hmm. But I can't say, when I do get there, that's the type of shit I'm gonna be on. It's gonna be I'm fighting for my rights, karate chop against negative energy.
And so, you can contest to this, guys. It's like our life isn't easy. Mm-hmm. People think when they see you on TV that you're rich and automatically, but really, like Puffy say, more money, more problems, because everybody wants to pull at you. Everybody automatically think you have it, so you should give it. Yep. And we, because we make what we do look so much more glamorous than what it really is. This is work. This is a job. This is, you know, we got to give our energy away, and we got to take in so much energy to people all the time. Mm-hmm. You guys get to do your, you know, your job and do your 9 to 5 and come home to your family, but we got that plus that. You know what I mean? So, you know, we need a break sometime, and we don't have an outlet a lot of times. We don't have people that we could just talk to. You hear us talk about now therapy, but hell, Black people didn't talk about therapy not even 10 years ago.
And some of them
It just started lately. Vivica?
I just want to say that it's good to see Mary get her shine and her happiness back. And I don't blame her. Protect your peace at all costs, queen. Just continue to do you. Continue to make back all that money that somebody, you feel like she said she was mad about it. She was mad because she had to pay somebody who ain't saying a note her money. She was mad. Right. Okay. Let me talk to that. I just concur.
He ain't saying no wrong.
Mary, keep shining. Keep shining. Okay.
You know, people ask about the fountain of youth all the time. How do you look so young? What do you do? It ain't no cosmetic thing. It's an inner thing.
Yes.
And with Mary, you see the difference between 1997 Mary J. Blige, where she was always looking down, somber, glasses on. She looked like she was in a fog. And you see her now, she is glowing. The body is banging.
Okay.
She just looks like she has a light around her. And that's because she is happy. So ladies, you don't got to be Mary J. Blige to do this. You can start putting your happiness first. A lot of times women have the weight of everybody else's life on their back. My kids, my husband, my this, my that. Mm-hmm. And you're last. Start putting yourself first and stop feeling bad about putting yourself first. Black women, you're always saving the world. Save yourself.
That's right. Don't be letting everybody drag down your nipples, girlfriend. Get them off. Okay. Do that you. Protect your peace at all costs.
Well, we're going to all
get perky. Nipple.
That's the same. That's the word for tonight. Don't let get them flick them off your nipple. Flick them off your nipple
for the whole night. That's the birthday thing.
She's been saying that for years. She's been telling me that for years. Girl, what are you doing? Your nipple should be hanging down there.
You know what? We gotta go to break before we get in trouble. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we're gonna flick our nipples, and we'll be back with more.
My nipples. We're gonna talk about clits next.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. We are live in Jamaica celebrating our girl Vivica A. Fox's birthday. Hey, it's a whole turnabout here. We having so much fun. And as soon as we get off this air, we are going to have some more drinks. I said drums.
That's all right.
I mix drinks and rum. Yeah, okay.
All right. Let's play the drums. I don't know. You know, and you want that little ding, a little ding, a ding, ding.
Oh, ding. Oh, the ding, ding.
They are jamming by the pool. Okay. Let me tell you something. It's a full-blown disco going on right this is a
disco.
It's a disco.
Disco.
Okay, throwback. Okay, listen, now, we got to talk about this Chris Rock, because we be talking about this story a lot of times amongst the four of us. Like, we all have our opinions. We've been talking about this off camera. Let's talk about it right now. On Friday, Chris Rock addressed the Oscar slap just hours after Will Smith released his apology video. Now, while on stage during his Chris Rock Ego Death World Tour, Rock said, if everybody claims to be a victim, then nobody will hear the real victims. Even me getting smacked by Suge Smith. I went to work the next day. I got kids. Now, Rock added, anyone whose words hurt has never been punched in the face. I think he's saying anyone who says words hurt have never been punched in the face.
Yes.
Now, what are your thoughts on Chris Rock once again addressing the incident? Lisa Ray, let's start with you.
I think that he addressed it in the good old-fashioned comedy, comedic way that he always would. I believe that they have an easy way to be able to get things off their chest. You know what I mean? They can use the things that they go through in the everyday life to be able to turn it around and make somebody laugh, therefore making themselves feel lighter about something that has happened that can be bad and turn it around. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect anything different from Chris. He's been a stand-up person about this whole thing, and I like the way that he handled it. But here's the thing. We really don't know what's to come. You know what I mean? We don't really know if he, you know, he can accept the apology, but we don't know if there's going to be some repercussions from his side from that. You know what I mean? We don't know. It took Will a minute to be able to address it in a way in which to the public. And I could kind of look at that half and half. You know, he can probably say, oh man, you know, I had to get it together. You know, I've heard some, I haven't seen the whole thing. I've only seen like 22 seconds of it. Vivica and I were talking about it, but I know that, you know, talking to your public is one thing, and then being able to be okay in your heart about it. You know what I mean? Like, as he said, you know, okay. It is not okay. You know what I mean? And so we all knew that, though. So Selena, I was waiting for him to keep it real and say something that was relatable. Like, you know, I just fucked up and I just, you know, I was going crazy because, you know, I looked over at her and she, you know, gave me the eye and I just reacted. I mean, you know, and I could believe that, you know.
Well, I can't wait for this to be resolved. Selena, what do you think about this?
I saw Will's apology and it was very Will Smith. It was a very Will Smith. You know, it's the apology that you think that he would say in his talk type of talking and stuff. It seemed very, very genuine. Okay. I think it was very genuine. But if I'm Chris Rock, I probably would respond the same way. It's just very odd. It's bizarre. The whole thing is just odd and awkward. And what he did is embarrassing. And if I'm Chris Rock, I don't really know how to really respond to your apology that happened 7 years later. Everything just feels odd. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm Chris Rock, I'm going to use what I use best to protect myself. I'm going to use comedy in order to deflect from having to really deal with it right now, because I really don't know how to deal with you with this apology that came this late.
Well,
said he was trying to reach out, you know, but he might not have just been ready. He just might feel odd and awkward about the whole shit. Like, it just feels odd to me. Like, the whole slapping somebody on the Oscars is crazy.
It's you know, there's no secret that a lot of comedians come from a dark place, and that's why they're able to make everybody else laugh. They come from a dark place.
Yes.
And I'm sure we're all just wanting to just get to a place where it's a wrap and it's over, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I would, I'm not going to lie. I would love to see them shake hands as men and for Will to say, I apologize. And they resolve the matter between the two of them.
And then we can stop talking about it, because we don't want to keep dragging you. You're two Black men that are doing amazing things.
It feels weird talking about it. It feels weird that it's back in the news again. It's just like,
okay, it is what it is. Well, let's take it out the news and let's end with a game. How about that? We're done. Before the end of the show, we want to play a game before we go. We haven't played a game in a while. So let's play a game of starring Vivica. Each queen will try to guess the name of a character that Vivica has played in a movie or a television series. Whoever guesses incorrectly has to take a shot.
Let's go. Shots, 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 shots.
Are y'all ready to play starring Vivica?
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. First up, name the character that Vivica played in the film Booty Call. Starting with you, Selena. Was it Tiffany, Lucretia, or Listerine?
It was Tiffany.
Wrong.
Listerine, girl.
Correct answer is Listerine.
Listerine? Okay.
Listerine. Okay. Name, take your drink. Name the character that Vivica played in the film Soul Food. Maxine, Katrina, Bird.
That one.
Lisa Ray, what's the answer?
Mm-hmm. Soul Food.
You said what?
Said Katrina. The right answer.
No, Maxine, Katrina, or Bird?
B.
It's Maxine.
I said that.
Okay, what was Vivica's character's name in Kill Bill Volume 1? I'm not even going to scroll up. Bernita Green.
Oh, I know it.
I know this.
That is not fair that you would get that one.
But you can see, right? I didn't scroll up.
No.
I didn't scroll up.
Everybody, listen, everybody know that name.
And you get the copy before us.
Okay, but I didn't prepare tonight. Okay, name Vivica's character in the movie Two Can Play That Game. Shantae Smith, Connie Spaulding, Tracy.
Yay!
You saw that the other
day. Okay, last one. Let's get this in. How about Vivica, this throwback? Name Vivica's character in the movie. I love this movie. Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Elizabeth, Mickey Waters, Zola Taylor, and Myra Eagle. Zola.
It's Elizabeth. Elizabeth was ride or die.
I'm so sorry.
Come on now.
We don't even know what you do.
Come on, shut it off real quick.
We only have 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's it.
All right, y'all. This has been a fantastic time. I want to thank my lady.
We should continue that.
Let's go by the pool, y'all. Play it.
Yeah. Lisa Ray, Selena Johnson, Vivica A. Fox for joining us and having a fun time. Thank you so much for having us. The Pulse is up next. But more importantly, Vivica Fox birthday turn up. Thank you so much, Queen.
You're welcome. Jamaica.
Mm. Walk the Pulse up next, and we're gonna be by the pool drinking.
No, we're going to an Italian restaurant. They have some food.
Because I'm too hungry.